I thank and praise God for this bore well that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the bore well in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great program lined up for you today. Lots and lots and lots to cover on the program today from, we'll talk about J6 with Judd Dunning coming up at the bottom of hour number three. We'll be talking about media bias. We'll be talking about Hunter Biden and the laptop and why the media is not covering that with T. Rose and Media Research Center and Newsbusters. We'll be talking with Jonathan Emord and Rick Manning about public health. Is there such a thing? Really? Public health? Perhaps not. But we'll talk about that, and the Authoritarians is the basis of that book that he's written. Let's see. We'll also be talking with J. Philip Clay from Project 21 Black Leadership Network about the recession. Yeah, it's been redefined. We're not in a recession, folks. I know. Open your cupboards. No food. Not a problem. Really. Really. You're not in a recession. You're just starving to death. But that's not a recession. It's not even a depression. It's just, it's the new America. Get used to it. That's what they told us. Let's see. And bottom of the hour, AI. The Terminator is here and he's demanding a patent. Did you know that? Yeah. AI is demanding a patent. We'll have, Dr. Marks on the program to talk about AI and should we be giving AI their own patent? Wow. Who would have thought? All right. As we do each and every Wednesday, I'm very pleased to welcome, my next guest to the program. And, you got your book with you, brother? There. Come on now. Get that book up there. This is, Creating the Declaration of Independence. And our good friend, Mr. David Shostokas, our constitutional originalist attorney. And also, there is Constitutional Soundbites. That's the book that started it all. Well, kinda, sorta started it all. David, welcome. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
Much. You know, after this is over, interesting things about AI, I certainly want to hear. There's, I did pick up and have on my shelf and have read some of The Authoritarians. That's an incredible, incredible book. So I'm interested in hearing more about that. So I'm going to have to stick around. Fortunately, now we're on early. It's 7 o'clock here in Chicago. So I don't have to, so I'll be able to stick around for a while, at least for an hour or so afterwards. And then I got to get off to, put on my own tie and get to court.
Go make some money. That's it. Yeah. Go make. Well, and go get some people some justice.
Yeah, well, and proceed on election integrity issues. You know, we have some circumstances right now. I just filed some petitions yesterday for what they call a discovery recount that involves where we have certain questionable precincts. There's precincts where I'm doing this for a congressional primary, the first congressional district of Illinois, where there was more than 30,000 votes cast, and between the first and second place finishers, it was only 343 votes difference. There's 9 wards in the city of Chicago where, in fact, there were over 700 ballots taken for Republican, for the Republican primary, in which no votes were cast in the congressional campaign. Which is very, very strange, because if you're in Chicago and a Republican and going to take a ballot, you're going to vote. You're going to vote.
Sure.
And so we started that process yesterday with a group of precincts in Chicago. So, you know, there's an election integrity issue. The battles for an election integrity are on a lot of different fronts. You know, there's a lot of places where you can go, and it's before and after the election. You know, I remember when everybody got upset when during debates they asked Mr. Trump if he would accept the results of the election when the election was over, and he said, right, it depends. The fact is the election's not over till the last litigation is done. Because there are a lot of things that can happen post-election that affect what the outcome is. So when the polls close on election day, the election is not over. It's not over when the counting's done. It's over when the counting is certified, not just by the election authority, but rather by through all the possible legal challenges to the accuracy of that counting. And so we're in that process right now in one particular, I'm handling a particular case. There may be some others coming for statewide elections in Illinois next week. And so people should keep an eye out on post-election activities everywhere.
Well, and post-election activities, it's interesting because on the one side too, you have, you know, saying, oh, well, wait a minute, you know, when they're done counting the votes, we should be done counting the votes because that's when things can get kind of screwy. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about making sure that all the votes that are counted are legitimate votes and making sure that every vote counts, which is supposedly what the other side argues for. And yet when we want to talk about election integrity from that perspective, you know, we're supposedly, bad guys for having that conversation.
Yeah, and you know, these machines that everybody relies upon, the machines, in fact, do have human error. You know, everybody says whether it's computer error or not. If a machine makes a mistake, it's human error because it's humans that computer.
Who punched it in, right?
Who put it in the machine and who programmed the machine, and et cetera, et cetera. I was actually involved I know we want to get to some other things.
Well, and I know that this is an important topic as well, but I want to get to this because you're my constitutional originalist expert that I bring on, and so I really want to get into this issue. Chuck Grassley just recently came out and made a public comment that the FBI is, quote unquote, losing public trust. And I mean, the first question that comes to my mind is, you know, where has Chuck been? And, right? And, you know, I mean, losing public trust, you know, read Robert Mueller, errand boy for the New World Order, and go back into the 1990s, and take a look at some of the rogue behavior that was taking place at the FBI back then. There's been some public trust issues for the FBI for quite some time.
Oh, for quite some time. Let's talk about the 47-year reign of the individual for whom the FBI building is named, J. Edgar Hoover, and his misuse of the FBI primarily to control politicians in Washington, to develop dossiers on politicians and use them to have the FBI come to utilize the FBI to control the government, basically, in terms of his ability to blackmail politicians, even if it's even whether or not those dossiers were true or not. And so the FBI has been has a history of being misused over time. And in fact, a fellow by the name of L. Patrick Gray was the head of the FBI during Watergate, and ultimately was part of the Watergate cover-up. In terms of seeing to it that they tried to stand in the way of getting to the truth of Richard Nixon's participation in the break-ins and the misuse of campaign money. So the FBI has been the government's errand boy as opposed to the protector of our freedoms, and this is a problem.
And so, well, and so to that end, they also are supposed to be the final arm, or the big arm of the law, so to speak, relative to, you know, you bring the FBI in, especially when there's local law corruption or there's questionable actions taking place in local law enforcement or breaches across state lines where there's multiple jurisdictional questions that are brought into play and so on. And you have the FBI and you have the Department of Justice, and they kind of work in league together. So how dangerous is it for our country then if the FBI and the Department of Justice are compromised?
It's extraordinarily dangerous. It's dangerous for every citizen because, as you mentioned in the opening, the situation where the FBI can come busting through your door in paramilitary gear is a horrible, horrible situation. It's among the reasons why we had a revolution. It was something called the Writs of Assistance that empowered the agents of the king to, in fact, search everywhere. Without any particular lie suspicion. It's the reason the Fourth Amendment exists. Mm-hmm. So, when they're compromised, then you wind up in a situation where the Department of Justice goes to court to get warrants on information that is not necessarily accurate via I don't know. Let's talk about the FISA warrants, involved in all the things monitoring the monitoring
Russia, right, and all that
Russia.
Yeah,
and all the misinformation that was provided to the FISA court. You know, that's one of the more interesting aspects that nobody ever talks about, is why these FISA judges have not called in the people that have provided them the misinformation that caused them to sign illegal warrants. The judges, you have to question whether or not the judges themselves are compromised, and we rely on them as a stopgap against the FBI misusing government authority, when in fact they are, the judiciary has been in fact from time to time giving them the cover of legality, by approving warrants without going into the details of the probable cause for the issues of the warrants.
Well, and when you come to find out too that the FBI knew, for example, that a lot of that whole dossier was questionable and knew it very early on, and yet proceeded to take legal actions predicated on a false document, that's very unnerving. It should be very disconcerting to all of us. When we get back, we want to talk about just even the constitutionality of the agencies themselves, and where in the Constitution would we find justification for these agencies and their real purpose. Back after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest, David Shostokas, Shostokas.com. You can also find him at CGR. You can also find him at our website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, under CG Contributors. CG Contributors. Click on his picture there, and you'll open up a link to Shostokas.com. He's got a couple of books also that I want you to consider. One is Constitutional Soundbites, and the other one is the creation of the Declaration of Independence. And there it is, creating the Declaration of Independence. So both of those books really will help open your eyes to the historical basis upon which our country is founded. And to that end, I want to talk about the situation with the FBI and the Department of Justice and their constitutional basis. So I begin that wherever you would like to, and kind of walk us through the, you know, what does the Constitution have to say about these entities?
Well, the Attorney General is the head of the Department of Justice. Okay. The Attorney General was one of four original cabinet members provided to President Washington when the government started, and including Treasury, State, and War, and then the Attorney General. The Attorney General is originally to provide legal advice to the President of the United States. It wasn't created for the purpose of enforcing United States criminal law, if you will, because at that particular moment in time, there was no such thing determined to be actual United States criminal law.
Okay.
And so his actual role and duty originally was to advise the President of the United States, and the authorization of executive offices is something exists under the Constitution. And so those four departments were four cabinet level officers were created originally. Then, of course, they wound up with the Department of War, Department of State, Department of Treasury, and eventually the Department of Justice.
Okay.
And the Attorney General sort of became the head of the Department of Justice. Now, the Department of Justice is in fact charged with a variety of many things in terms of enforcement of United States law, and that includes the criminal law. There were small agencies, or actually farmed out people that were hired to investigate the few things that the United States was authorized to criminalize under the Constitution, among them the currency. And ultimately, the Secret Service was charged with enforcing counterfeit laws to make sure that our currency was okay. And the protection of the currency is, in fact, something authorized to the Congress by the Constitution.
Okay.
And but in fact, they actually hired private detective companies to do that.
Like
they didn't,
Pinkerton.
There you go. Wells Fargo, folks.
Right. Still back in the day.
Yeah.
And this is also, how did the Department of Treasury fit into this? We only got a couple of minutes left, but how did the Department of Treasury then fit into all that?
Ultimately, they established the Secret Service.
Okay.
They were the original progenitor of the Secret Service, and the Secret Service was eventually the government agency charged with primarily protection of the currency.
Okay.
So that the currency was in fact not counterfeit. So it all started basically on protecting, any kind of national police force, if you will, started on protection of making sure our currency was safe. And the enforcement of federal law was either left to private contractors or the states. Because the states are authorized to, in fact, enforce federal law as well. We don't
technically
need a national police force to do
that. Which also falls back, in a way, in kind of a cousin kind of a way, to the Roe v. Wade decision that just was passed down, where Roe v. Wade was overturned so that the states are now given their rightful powers as it relates to making these kinds of determinations within each state.
It's the same thing. States were historically, not historically, they're by virtue of the 10th Amendment, were in charge of, in fact, what they call police powers.
Okay.
Police powers are something that looks after the health, welfare of the people, the health, welfare, and safety of the people. And there is no place in the Constitution that gives a single police power to the federal government. Police powers were reserved to the states through the 10th Amendment.
And the FBI is identified as the highest level, quote unquote, police force in the land.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I'll have to look high and low for the authorization for a police force. You know, you'd have to read the Constitution over and over to see where that's authorized.
Okay.
So,
Now, we got about 20 seconds. The Department of Justice is an original out branch of the Attorney General, who is an original cabinet member. And so but the issue with the Department of Justice is we need an Attorney General managing that Department of Justice who truly understands a constitutional originalist perspective and reins in the powers of the government as well, so that the rights of the people are not destroyed. And I've run us out of time. Hopefully I said that correctly. All right. David Shostokas has been our guest. Shostokas.com. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And working on getting my next guest onto the program. My apologies. Might be just a second. I need to make sure that I didn't put waiting in there. So give me just a second. I think what I'm going to do is give him a quick phone call. And we'll try that to begin with, and then if we can, we'll get him on the Zoom. There he is. Never mind. Hanging up the phone. I've got you. All right. We're good. Just unmute yourself. There he is.
Okay,
hi, Dr. Marks. Yes, I can. Welcome aboard. Great to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Well, yeah, it is good to be here. We switched to Zoom real quick, so I had to go comb my hair.
I completely understand. I have my bathroom brush and my desk brush here. So I've got, exactly. you gotta brush your beard, and then you gotta brush your hair. And yeah, you know, I'm right there with you, my brother. I'm okay. Right there with you. You look great, by the way. You look spectacular.
Well, thank you. You do too.
Yeah.
I do have to admit my beard is better than yours.
But, I know. It. Well, you know, I had mine like that, but my problem was is I was carrying too much of dinner with me. So I.
Exactly. Well, in fact, Pastor Young, that's the reason my wife made me shave up here my mustache, because she says, that it contains the aromas of meals past. So that had to go.
Oh dear. I hear you. Well, one thing that AI doesn't have is beards.
That's right.
They don't
have beards.
They don't.
Among a number of other human attributes.
Well,
right?
Yeah, like conscience and things of that nature. So it's funny when I put out the kind of the lead into this, I was like, well, it's like the Terminator has arrived, right? You know, I have Alexa. I think a lot of people have Alexa, you know, for lights and different things of that nature.
Sure.
And so my Echo turned off the lights this morning, and I said, thank you. And they said, oh, thank you. You have made this AI's day. And I thought about that as we were rolling into this a number of years ago. I can't remember which, but I had a guest on, pretty wealthy guy that was talking about AI and saying, look, you people need to understand, this is the greatest threat to humanity. This is it. And people need to understand it. And this is a guy who invests in AI, has been involved in development of AI and so on. But he was just saying, look, people need to be aware that there needs to be controls on AI.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I would argue that it is not the greatest threat. I would say that thermonuclear weapons are a greater threat. I would say that EMPs that have the capability of taking out our power grid are a bigger threat.
Sure.
And AI, I think, is often overestimated in what it can do.
Okay.
And in movies such as The Terminator, AI itself will never be sentient. It'll never understand what it's doing, and it will never be creative. And all of these things are required for all of these dystopian future sort of things to happen.
So now there is, I mean, we look at, and of course this is on the most basic level, but we look at the chess games and different things like that. And it appears as though within the programming, there is a learning function, if you will, for this. So differentiate for our audience the difference between an AI that has built within it the ability to be able to gain more knowledge, learn, so to speak, versus this idea of conscience or coming. Okay, as an example, right? We remember War Games, the movie War Games,
yes.
Right?
Unknown caller.
So in that instance, talk to me about what that looks like.
Sure, I'd be happy to. By the way, I'm pitching my book right here, Non-Computable You.
No, do it. We want to pitch the book. That's part of why we're here. Absolutely.
Exactly. It's my book called Non-Computable You, which talks about things that you will do that artificial intelligence will never have the capability of doing. And the examples that you mentioned, for example, learning chess, learning Go, learning checkers, in fact, AI has been trained to beat old Atari games and also some of the newer video games.
Right.
These are all algorithmic. These are all step-by-step procedures. And in order to be computable, you have to be...
Unknown caller.
I'm sorry.
Because computable requires algorithmic. All computer programs are step-by-step procedures to do something.
Okay.
Back in 1933, Alan Turing was the first to show, I believe, that there were operations in computer science that were non-computable, that he proposed problems which you could not write a computer program to solve. And this was not conjecture, this was not philosophy, this was not hand-waving, this was a beautiful mathematical proof. Since then, there have been a number of different things which have been shown to be non-computable. And so the question is, are there human capabilities which are non-computable? And I think the obvious ones are things we would agree, such as love, empathy, compassion, things spiritual. I think that those are non-computable.
Okay.
I think more fundamental, and that's the case made in the book, is that sentience, understanding, and creativity are non-computable. So if it's non-computable, AI is done on computers, it's computer programs, so AI is limited to things which are computable. And therefore, we have attributes that are not computable, that will never be replicated by AI.
So we're talking about programming issues here, essentially, that the boundaries of AI are limited to the extent upon which there's program written.
Yes, exactly. And there are many things which, again, are not computable. And we can take specific examples if you like. Let's take a simple one, I think, which is sentience. One of the things of sentience is called qualia. That's kind of a new word for many, including myself, up to about a year ago. But qualia is the experience that you have through your senses. Imagine, for example, biting into a lemon. You have an experience as that juice hits your tongue. You feel it. You taste the sourness. You have an experience. Now, imagine trying to explain that to a man who has no sense of taste, no sense of smell since birth. You can explain to him the chemical for the chemicals for lemon juice. You can explain it to him the mechanics of biting into the lemon,
right,
but you will never be able to duplicate that experience, that quality experience in the man. Now, if you can't explain it in an English language to the man, what the taste of a lemon is like, how are you ever going to write a computer program to duplicate the experience of biting into a lemon? It's simply not possible if you can't explain it to a man with no senses. So therefore, qualia, the experiences that we have, are something which are non-computable. Now, you and I can talk about biting into a lemon since we both experienced it.
Right.
But if something hasn't experienced it, you're going to have one heck of a problem trying to explain to a computer. In fact, I maintain it's not possible.
Okay. So your suggestion too is that some of our, now we're talking about AI and a patent. That's part of the question that's right, going on here. How did we arrive at a place where it would be suggested that AI, which is actually not really, that's not an entity. It's not a corporation. It's not an individual. It's not a partnership. It doesn't really fall within any of the guidelines or terms that we would associate with an entity, with autonomy that would be entitled to that kind of protection.
Yes. In fact, the U.S. Patent Office has said that, patents can only be issued to humans. And then we have to fight back, or we have to push back, because it's the truth of the reality of the assumption that computers can be creative. Computers do not have the ability to be creative, and we have to define creativity. Creativity is something, if a computer program is creative, it does something which is beyond the intent, beyond the expectations, beyond the explanation of the programmer.
Of the program that it was written in. Okay, hold
the programmer.
Hold that thought, because I apologize. I want to get back to the war games question as well. Because I think, you know, a lot of people have, you know, I mean, there, we really need to kind of help people better understand, what AI is able to do. This goes back to the idea that AI can only do, and computers, you know, we talk about computer mistakes. Well, the mistake isn't the computer. The mistake is the programmer that puts in the program. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness, but now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, you know, one of the joys in the 11 years that I've been doing this has been the opportunity to meet just incredibly brilliant people. And my guest, Dr. Robert Marks, is one of those people. And I've just been thrilled to enjoy a wonderful conversation with you, Dr. Marks, in our break. So thank you so much for that. Non-computable You is the name of the book. We're talking about AI. So let's talk about the patent issue, and then let's go back to the war games and again, kind of, you know, what we see in that as this computer computing the end of the world, if you will. Right. Which I think was, you know, maybe that's kind of the genesis, right, for the whole concept of Terminators and so on. But let's talk first about the patent issue. You were mentioning that the patent office says that patents are only available to human beings. So how do we get to a debate then about AI and whether or not AI should in fact be granted a patent?
Well, it's like looking across the room. I'll dovetail into your answer here just in a second. It's like looking across the room at a bouquet of flowers. You don't know if they're real or not.
Okay.
And then you go up more closely and you examine the flowers and you say, you know, these leaves don't feel right. Ooh, there's no dirt in the pot. This must be fake flowers. It's the same thing with artificial intelligence. On the outset, when artificial intelligence does something, there can be the illusion of creativity. But any of the creativity that happens from artificial intelligence is due to the programmer.
Okay.
And I'm an engineer, and us engineers do things like design stuff, right? And design is...
It's been known to happen.
It's been known to happen, exactly. So design is an iterative sort of process. You come up with a prototype. Well, it doesn't work very well, so you do a little bit of changing on it, and you do another implementation, and there's still some things wrong with it. So you iterate. You do a search for the best solution. In fact, there's probably stuff in your household now that was so designed. You're familiar with Formula 409?
Okay.
You know why it's called 409? Because it took 409 tries before they got the proper the proper chemical that worked very well. It's the same thing with WD-40. WD-40 stands for water displacement on the 40th attempt. And it was done by a industrial chemist who iterated over and over and over again. So artificial intelligence uses invariably a lot of this iteration, either on the front end or the back end.
Okay.
And in one of those cases, what it does is it doesn't need a wet lab like they needed for WD-40 or Formula 409. All of the design information is within the computer
program. It's in the computer program, sure.
Yes,
okay.
And so we can do it over and over and over again, and the faster the computer program does, the better. One of the AI issues, this is not the one in front of federal court, but it was a new type of antibiotic which was discovered using artificial intelligence, and they generated a number of different antibiotics. How did they do it? They searched through 100 million different molecules. Now, the computer had enough knowledge within the computer program to do this search.
Right.
And so...
But it couldn't go outside of those boundaries creatively and come up with an answer that was outside of the scope beyond the information that had been put into its brain, so to speak.
That's exactly right. In fact, there's an old saying, you're thinking outside of the box. And that's exactly what artificial intelligence...
Or garbage in, garbage out.
Garbage out. That's another one. That's another one. Yes, exactly. So, if you're a garbage programmer, you're going to get garbage out. And if you're a good programmer, the only thing the artificial intelligence is going to do is what you tell it to do. Now, with that in mind, the results can be surprising. They can be unexpected.
Sure.
But that does not imply creativity. The programmer... Well, itself was the one that guided towards that solution.
Or, yeah. And as you mentioned, processing speed. So the speed at which the conclusion, in other words, whereas it might take a human 50 years, for example, to get to a particular answer, just because of how we have to process, you could go and put something into a supercomputer, put all the components into that, and based on its processing speed, it can arrive at that in, I don't know, however long, depending on processing speed and information.
Exactly. The head of the Allen Institute for AI in Seattle said something kind of profound. He said, AI is nothing but a pencil. In the following sense, no matter what a computer program does, if you were given a million or a billion years, you could work it out with a paper and pencil.
Right, right. And because really that's all we've done is we've created a processor. That's why they're called processors. It's a process, and then we attach a program to that process. The faster the processor, the more information created within the program. It's really the genius of the programmer, not the genius of the AI.
Which brings us back to the patentability issue.
Right.
The AI itself is nothing more than a tool, mm-hmm. and should no more be granted a patent than my word processor should be given credit for an article I write. You know, it's just a tool to get me to a final solution. And make no mistake, it's a very powerful tool.
Right.
And it's a tool, like any tool, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil, but it's a tool that we have available now to us.
And so we're going to run out of time. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to bring you back on to kind of go into the whole war games and Terminator thing as a specific topic matter for us to really break down and discuss to help people understand.
If you do, I got to go back and rewatch War Games. It's been many years.
Okay. So. All right. Sounds
but
good.
I'll be happy to
Sounds
do that.
Sounds good. Non-Computable You is the name of the book. Non-Computable You by Dr. Robert Marks. Dr. Marks, thanks for being with us this morning. I truly appreciate it. It's been a very enjoyable conversation.
Well, thank you, Pastor Young. I enjoyed it myself.
Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after this, folks. Coming up.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Moore, who's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to play with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, put your hands on the wall,
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.